Both 30-year-old Andy Washington, the son of Parkites Mike and Jane Washington, and 65-year-old Billy Harsh, a local realtor, have found what are called 10-10 matches. Jane Washington says, well, that's great news. She says Andy must first get into remission before any kind of transplant can be done.
We will be at his oncologist in New York in about 2 weeks, and we'll know more about where the cancer is at that place. Once he is in remission, it will go quickly. We'll move almost immediately to Seattle, and he will have immune system suppressants there. And that's used to suppress his immune system, so when they put the donor cells in, his immune system will accept them.
The news came from the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance that an 18-year-old male and a 24-year-old female are potential donors for Andy.
We do not know where they are from, if they're from Park City or someplace else, and they do not tell us that for 1 year. It's a little like an adoption where they don't let you. The donor has to agree, and we have to agree after 1 year to know who the other is. So we don't, in fact, know that it was from Park City, but I think it's so wonderful that that age took the effort to do a registration. And if Andy's match doesn't come from Park City, someday one of these young, wonderful young people that came and signed up here will get a call to help someone else in another community.
They are both a 10-10 match, which she says means that 10 key indicators in their blood and immune systems match Andy's.
The closer the match, the greater the chance of success. And what they look for is a 10-10 match. In the olden days, they did them without a 10-10 match, but they don't do that anymore because the odds aren't as good if they don't have a good match.
Andy turned 30 on Saturday and suffers from a blood cancer known as Hodgkin's lymphoma. Jane says in typical cases, it's a treatable disease, but unfortunately for Andy, he's in that small percentage where it can be untreatable and incurable. He's already undergone 17 radiations and 16 different chemo drugs to kick the cancer. A stem cell transplant could end up saving his life. Park City realtor Billy Harsh also got news this week of a 10-10 match. She, too, has a blood cancer, but after a couple of chemotherapy treatments is now in remission, so is eligible for a transplant.
I'm hoping that I will stay in remission until it's time for the transplant. I may have to go back into the hospital for some more chemo just to make sure that the cancer's not returning. But I had a very, very positive experience with the first round of chemo. I did really, really well, and my blood count is really good. And my white blood cells are really good, which is what the bone marrow really does, is it makes your white blood cells.
She, too, is grateful that so many are willing to help a stranger.
There were a lot of people at that event, and I was so pleased and excited that so many people were willing to come out and do that, because it is a process. I mean, it's not like it used to be where they had to actually cut into the bone and take a sample. Now it's all done through blood draws, but it's still, you know, you're giving up time and you have to be willing to take some additional tests, and the fact that people are willing to do that is, especially in our community, which is, it's just such a great community. I mean, I have had so much support with all of this, and it's just, it's amazing to me that in a community this size that we have so many people that care.
Both Washington and Harsh are grateful for those who showed up at the recent testing event, where people ages 18 to 44 could simply have the inside of their cheek swabbed to find a potential match. The testing event, they say, has helped bring to the forefront that a successful transplant is sometimes the only hope from those who suffer from leukemia and lymphoma. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.